This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show, a Friday edition, as Leroy Butler is here. Gary Ellerson is here. My name is Tim, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And we'll get to some Brewers baseball in just a little bit as they bowed out of the 2020 season with a loss last night. And, yeah, that's a tough one in my world. But it's football time now. Main focus with the Bucs being eliminated, Brewers out of commission. It's now Green Bay Packers football conversation as we hit the great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in former Packers tight end Jermichael Finley. Jermichael, thanks for the time.
No problem, man. No problem at all.
Hey, I know you follow Green Bay Packers football, and I know we all do, but your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and this receiving core, number 12 just continues to get it done here.
He does, man, and I know Packer fans have ill will about things I say and whatnot, but man, the guy, I give props to his due at. When you playing lights out, that's when I give props. And the guy is playing back like he in 2010. And so, hey, I think the Packers can do something, but they got an injury now in that receiving core.
So, and that's what we're discussing right now, J-Mac, and I mean, we know what they're going to do, right? They're going to stay with inside. They ain't going to go get nobody. But what would you like for the Green Bay Packers to do right now if you were still here?
I would like for them to step outside their comfort. You know what I mean? Sometimes to go get a ring or go get that Lombardi trophy, you have to get uncomfortable. And I know 12 wouldn't mesh well with the guys that's out there on the market that's available, like a Dez Bryant, maybe Odell, where you can – you can, like, get them guys in. But you got to get them personalities in the locker room because you switch that Green Bay a la the Packer way up a little bit because you got guys that with that dog and that savage mentality in the locker room now. And I think Green Bay needs to implement that into that locker room. I really do.
J-Mike, the tight end position has been – if you were playing now, you would be just eating it up. It just seemed like the tight end position – has been a position that if you use these guys properly in the red zone, Robert Tonyan came from nowhere, and he was a guy I think they can really use in the red zone. Do you really think that can be a big difference for them down the stretch?
Yeah, I do. I think this guy will be a big difference for them since they're big receivers down right now. So I think one of the 80 tight ends they got to step up. And make some happen.
Jermichael, as the game changed a little bit in this regard, again, we were talking about the Lazard injury and how they replaced that. I know Funchess opted out, and you had mentioned a couple of guys that maybe street free agents to bring in. But, you know, you look around the league and Hopkins, some high-end, high-buck receivers, they change uniforms. I mean, Hopkins and Amari Cooper and Stephon Diggs and these dudes. Is that the way it's going to be moving forward? You mentioned the Packers' way and build from within, and then you know, the maturation process gets them up into starting lineup time. But has the game changed?
Yes, man. It changed, man. And you got to adapt and move with the game. You can't stick to your old ways of doing things because of when it come down the stretch, you look good at 13-3, but when it's one to go home, what you gonna do? You know
right.
what I mean? So I think the Packers need to get, you know what I mean, start implementing, like I said, some of the guys like them, the core guys like a Dez Bryant, which he's been on the market here for 2 years now. You need to get them guys going and get him in there with 12 and start getting them lathered up and ready for playoffs.
Well, let me give you a name. What about Antonio Brown?
Oh, wait. I like it. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want like to say that name, but a guy like that. How about that? Antonio Brown.
He's just sitting there. He's got to sit out 6 games, I think, but he's right there.
Come on, man. He got tread on the tires still. He's a legit number one receiver in the NFL still. Why not pick this guy up? I don't know what's going on, man. It's crazy.
Well, let me ask you this, because would he fit inside that locker room? Would he fit the Packer way, the Packer organization? Does he fit all
man.
That?
Else. Hey, man, I'm done with that. Hey, we should be done with that, man. We got, I don't care if we go to a steak dinner together, as long as we bring it in rings, we good. All that Packer way, it needs to move. Go, Pack, go all day. I love my Packers, but we have to move with the game.
Now, well, I know you down there with Mike McCarthy era that has started down in Texas. They have not had a great start. They're putting up a lot of points, but defense can't seem to hang on. And then Mike McCarthy, you know, put you in some great positions. I thought maybe you'd be on his staff or something. So what are people saying down there in Cowboy country? Because things are not looking good down there.
Yeah, it's not, man. And my thing is man, I told y'all guys down there in the summer, man, it ain't all about the check with me, man. It's all about getting in and watching and helping good I want to get in there and help fucking watch good football. Mm-hmm. I want to get in there and help them guys develop and get the skill set where you can go out and we can compete now. And that's all I want to do. Like I said, man, all my things I'm doing now is charity work, brother. You know what I mean?
Right. I got a hard question for you now. Which one of your babies is one's going to, because two of them going to be in the pros. Now, how do you spread it around? Because I love, they're so beautiful. How do you spread your time? They all pulling, you know, you and your wife, they pulling, they, especially the little baby. How do you, like, because I do have my favorites. Don't tell my other kids. So how do you do it with the boys? Because I know they all want daddy's attention.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's, man, when you say that, man, give me chills, man. I'm sitting in the car talking to you guys, and I'm heading to a baseball little practice right now, man. But I got skills to the point where I put my hands on all of my kids just because of, man, you know, for myself, I don't know who coaching out here, man. I want to make sure all the time I get with my kids, I'm developing them like I play. I play like a straight dog, and my kids look at me crazy. They're like, you still hype, daddy. Like, you stay hype. It was like, one of my kids say, chill. You know what I mean? And I spread my love all the way, man. I got four of them jokers, and I'm going to have four 1Ks here pretty soon. We're going to get 200 mil each.
They are beautiful kids, man. They are beautiful.
That is
them.
Cool. Jermichael, and on that same note, you know, with the COVID going on, and you've been, all three of you guys have been in Packers uniforms, and that is a family in itself. I mean, what are your thoughts on staying together like that and having the same common goal? That tells me that, you know, you guys are all in this together. I mean, I feel for some of these guys, and it's more than just themselves. It's their teammates and then their family as well.
Absolutely, man. And like I say, man, that's like you just said at the end, the family, man. You don't know how much time, the time, stress, and all the things that they take on for just focusing on my career for 6 and 7 years. And it took a toll on that, but you just don't know, man, what's going on the other side. And, I give all the guys kudos with great families. And, man, like I say, we got to move from the pack away, put it like that.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, tell me a little bit about They Basically Reset My Brain. I really enjoy reading that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. I went down in out in California and done a couple of treatments. It's called neurofeedback. It's where they put a couple stencils on your head, and you sit there and you can watch TV. And once your focus start going off, the TV go dim. So that makes your brain, retrain your brain and, like, focus up and without taking medicine and pills and things like that, man.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I go that route, man. And like I said, man, I'm probably in the best shape of my life right now, man. I'm 270, bro, and swole.
I say swole, man.
He's swole. Well, I see him working out every day now, Leroy. He got a little training and all that. He at the gym.
Yeah, he's trying to do so.
I got four boys, man. So I got to keep up, baby.
Hey, they keep you young. I'll tell you that. They do keep you young. All right, final thing for you. The Packers season here, 3-0. You said they bowed out 1-done last year. Where do you see them down the line here? There's a pretty good dogfight in the NFC. What's going to happen with Green Bay?
Great question, because I just want to nip that in the bud for all the guys. Hey, I done been in that locker room where we get to the fourth quarter of the season, and everything's flowing well and looking good. And guess what? Bam. We get out the playoffs like that, 1-done. So I want them to finish this year, man. I'm not being a hater. I'm not bitter, because my life is. I just got done playing golf. You feel me? And so my life is great. So I just want them. I want them guys to just finish the season and just and make everybody else on the outside that's looking at them proud, man.
Man, you sound like a happy dude. You really do. The kids and the family and then the health and the golf, and that's pretty cool. It's great to hear.
Yeah, go to Findlay88.com. Go to Findlay88.com. Thanks
and
a lot, my brother.
I'm about to start a podcast, too, here. I'm getting it all oiled up and figured out, so I'll be letting y'all know when it drop also.
Yeah,
please come back.
We'd love to come on.
That.
Let us know.
Yeah, there he is.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate you guys.
Jermichael, thanks for the time, man. Good luck.
All right, good luck to y'all guys, man. Hey, thank you, Leroy Butler.
All right, my brother.
All right. There he is, Jermichael Finley.
Man, I love him, man. He got the beautiful boys, man. Tim, you got to see him, man.
Got the motor running.
I'm telling you, they keep him running, man. It's just, I'm telling you, two or three of them going to be in the pros, man, because they look just like their daddy. Maybe all four of them. This is another Watt family, I'm telling you. This is another J.J. Watt type family.
Gary, he pulled out one of your words, the Joker word. I mean,
four of them jokers.
Yeah, good man, job, Tim. When you got four boys, they become jokers.
What's your name? You got remote control.
But or if you like Leroy, when you got six girls, they become queens.
Yeah, man, they give me headaches. One called me today with something, Gary, and she got paid today and was trying to get me to cash app her.
Oh my God, come on, girl. What's she trying to buy?
That thing, the smiley face, you know, mm-mm. Amazon. Mm-mm. I said, man, leave Amazon alone. They got 20,000 people with COVID. Leave them people alone.
Jermichael Finley joined us here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Okay, I want to feel better about this Milwaukee Brewers season. Someone's got to cheer me up a little bit. I'm forced to grab some positives. I think I can.
Spin it like I always do. I just put it in the spin cycle and just spin it.
I need your help, Leroy. That's for sure. Right. Brewers season comes to a close. We'll talk about that next year on the Wendy's Big Show, a Friday edition here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.